1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
I want to get Bob McGraw in here quickly because I know you're leaving for the weekend, Bob, and you've got a Bob McGraw with McGraw Industries. They have done a great many things for charitable endeavors across the country. You in business, really, to raise money for a lot of different charities, and that's always been appreciated. You have something that is commemorating the this very, very tragic attack on Jesse Arbogast.
That is correct, Phil. Jesse Arbogast is the young boy who was attacked by the shark, and the wonderfully heroic work of his uncle, I think, has inspired all of us. What we want to do is raise money for a variety of charities and some hospitals that do work with children who have been injured in these kinds of incidents, whether they're animal attack, shark attacks. Children are the victims of dog bites and the attack of wildlife throughout the year, Phil, in an increasingly alarming number. So we do want to make a statement and raise some money that way.
Now, Di, I got it's a coffee table book.
I'm glad you got it, Phil. It is a coffee table book. It commemorates poor Jesse's poor Jesse's ordeal at the hands of the shark.
All right, now the hands of the shark.
Well, it's easy for us to joke about it now because the kid's doing well. But I guess at the mercy of the shark, I suppose.
Well, it was a terrible ordeal, and this book is called Shark.
That's right. Shark is a book that chronologically documents shark attack. And
well, these are some very graphic photographs in this book of shark attack victims, and also you've got a picture of Jesse Arbogast on the cover.
That is correct, to remind us of who we're doing this for. And
But is money going directly to him?
No, money is going to the Associated Charities, Phil. And
all right, well, two questions. You have a book out, and I know you do good work, Bob, but you have a book out called Shark with very graphic photographs of shark attack victims. You got a picture of Jesse on the cover, so his parents gave permission?
Well, you know, we're doing this for the kids, and we want people to know why. Jesse, I think, is the focus.
But did you get his parents' permission or whoever's permission to put his picture on the cover?
Well, he's in the news, and I think a lot of people are interested in this kid's story.
Well, let me ask you this. The cover is called Shark. It's written in red, and there's blood dripping from the exclamation point.
That's a way of drawing attention. And I think
you got a book full of very graphic photographs of shark attack victims, blood dripping, and a picture of Jesse Arbogast. And you're saying that you didn't get the parents, or you did?
You know, I don't have that information. Andrea Garcia is our coordinating secretary. She'd be happy to get that for you.
All right, well, that's fine. I mean, what are some of the charities that you'll be working for?
Well, again, Phil, Audrey went home for the weekend. She has a lot of that information. We are working for charities that help children who have been seriously injured in these kinds of attacks.
All right, well, who would we make the check out to? If we want to pick up this book, it's called Shark. It contains photographs of shark attack victims. Who would we make the check out to? Or
well, you can make it out to McGraw Industries. You make it out directly to me, and then we will forward the funds to the charities.
Well, but some people may be more comfortable making it out to the charity.
John Cobalt, Phil, who is our acting director, has got a lot of that information. He's in San Francisco right now.
So he's not available either.
He's at a golf tournament right now. I can get it. I went to lunch and left a lot of the files in the car, but
well, what we want are the names of some of these charities.
I understand. I'd be happy to provide that.
But in the meantime, send the money to you, or
no, you're sending it to McGraw Industries, and this is a great coffee table book, and I think that it's for the kids, and that's what we're missing here. This is a coffee table book for the kids. And
do you want kids to look at this book, or
well, I want everybody to be aware of when you fool around with a shark. If you fool around with something in nature as devastating as a shark, things can happen. And you don't want to be caught the way this little Jesse Arbogast was. You don't want to be caught out there with your pants down around your ankles. You want to make sure that you don't get in the water with a shark, if at all possible.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Why did you call this book Shark with an exclamation point?
Well, you know, Phil, that's an interesting question. I had a couple of people make some comments. This title is simply a play on a panicked bather at the beach. In the movie Jaws, there's a little girl screaming, and so that was the idea. I don't want anybody to think it's exploitive. And
you also have a picture from the movie Jaws.
That's the picture of Robert Shaw being eaten by the shark, yeah.
Why?
Well, I think that reminds us of what can happen. And that reminds us of...
All right, so the book is intended entirely to educate us to not mess around with sharks.
The book is absolutely 365 full-color pages, brilliant color fill, very spectacular photos of shark attack victims.
And well, you've got Jesse Arbogast on the cover of this, and,
Phil, let's not lose focus. The children who've been victims of mule kicks, of pit bull attack, of rabid neighborhood animals, these are the kids we're trying to help. We don't want to lose sight of that. And by buying this book, money will go directly to these charities that help kids who've been hurt by, you know, they got bit by a rabbit. Well, they don't bite, but I saw raccoons.
Well, there's a lot of wild animals, especially as we get pushing further and further out into the wilds as neighborhoods get bigger. There's a lot of animals. I just chased a raccoon off of my property the other day.
Right there, they're a raccoon. They're rabid. They're foul. They are disgusting animals. Oh, if I had a pitchfork, when I saw...
Well, wait a minute. This raccoon was doing nothing. It was a baby raccoon, and it ran away from me.
Well, you're lucky. And some kids are not so lucky. If you've got a little child sitting out back, they're playing with their dolls, they're having fun in a sandbox, and a raccoon comes upon them, that animal could bite them, it could be rabid, and it could give them rabies, and your child could die. But your child doesn't have to die. Not if you buy our commemorative book featuring shark attack victims. It's a selection. We have a selection of the book that highlights possum attacks, raccoon attacks, and there is one, I believe there were some wild gorilla attacks that were recorded in Africa recently. And
just let me interrupt you for a minute.
Yes, sir.
This book I wouldn't want my kids to look at.
All right. But, you know, your kids don't have to look at the book, Phil.
No, but it's a very scary book with shark attack. I'm looking at it right now. There's a guy with half of his leg missing. There's somebody else here who's got his arm bit off. That's what happened to this little boy.
That's the Jesse Arbogast kid.
Exactly.
Now, here's the thing.
But here's the part that I don't understand.
It's a teaching tool for kids.
I understand that. What I don't understand is, why do you have the caption underneath Jesse Arbogast's picture, light snack? Why does that say that?
That was a joke about how the shark... It was a joke about how the shark didn't get a chance to finish.
I think it's in bad taste.
Well, Phil, we don't want to be in bad taste.
I think putting that underneath that boy's picture... Pardon me for a minute.
Go ahead, Phil.
I'm right here. I just needed to take a drink. I think putting up the phrase light snack under that boy's picture might be in bad taste.
Phil, we were not trying to... We were trying to add some levity. The shark had attacked young Jesse Arbogast. Apparently, he wasn't allowed to finish his meal. I think if you look at it in that light, and you look at it, it's fun. It's fun. The boy's okay.
The boy is just coming out of a very deep coma, and it's still questionable as to whether or not he's going to be all right.
Phil, we are doing this for the kids. We are not trying to hurt anybody. We're doing this to help kids like Jesse Arbogast.
I would suggest, is the book's out for sale now?
Yes, it is. And we'll give a phone number out later on?
We will give the phone number out. I just don't think light snack...
It's a joke about how the shark didn't get it.
I know, to finish his meal. I need the name of some of the charities, though.
Right. I want to contact Ken Champeau, who's also in our coordinating department. He has that information.
Do you have a name of any one of the charities?
I've got a name here. This is of kids that have been bitten. This is a working title, that the Bit Kids Fund or something like that. I don't know.
The Bit Kids Fund, is that?
Well, for the kids who have been bitten or something like that. But I'm going to tell you something, Phil. When we sell enough of these books, there won't be any more Jesse Arbogast, because we'll know how to save these kids from that kind of trauma.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bob, I know you do good work, and I don't mean...
Well, I feel like I'm getting the third degree, Phil. How long have I known you?
Well, I understand that, but I just... It feels rough when you have this kid's picture with light snap. I don't know if you could be making jokes.
It was a simple joke.
You know, let me go to Deanna on the Phil Henry Show. Deanna, go ahead.
Hi, I was just listening to the show, and I am furious that, first of all, that you're helping this fellow advertise and get his for-profit book out there.
I'm simply trying to...
No, ma'am, this is not for-profit. Every nickel after production costs goes to charity. This is not for-profit.
No, sir.
So you need to know that.
Well, and then I'll tell you, then you need to advise everybody out there that if they're going to write a check out to a for-profit corporation, that money goes into your pocket. There is no guarantee that
that's the question.
Go ahead. That one, that they can take the tax deduction, and two, that it will even go to a charity.
No, you can't take the tax deduction. It is a charity.
Well, Bob, hold on. We need a name.
You know, I told you, but David Hall has that info.
Give me the name of the charity that you were mentioning.
There's a charity about four shark attack victims that was inspired, that we're setting up, that was inspired by young Jesse's ordeal. A shark ate me for children. And that is for...
Why a name like A Shark Ate Me?
Because that's the way a kid would say it. And we want children to relate to it.
A Shark Ate Me.
That's the charity.
Well,
yeah.
I would want to know, first of all, if it has an IRS 501c3 status, and it is a charity.
That is a good point, Deanna.
And second of all,
yes, ma'am,
whether
it does.
Or not it's approved by the Better Business Bureau, because there are folks like you that go out and do scams like this all the time.
Ma'am, I really resent you using the word scam. I've been doing work for charity for a long time. And
then why don't you give us the name of a charity that we can write our check out to?
We're still filling out our 501c3 status.
Well, then if you're
all right,
doing
but it's
going
to be done tomorrow morning. It'll be done tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be done Monday. I'm sorry. This is the end of the week.
Well, let me explain to you, because I run a charity,
yes,
and
ma'am?
I know that you don't get something overnight. It takes months for you to get that done through the IRS.
Well, we're doing this for the kids. Let's keep our focus on the kids. The kids that have been attacked by pit bulls and Rottweilers. This is the thing we want to do.
Our focus is on the kids. That's why I say having Jesse Arbogast's picture on this book and with the phrase dinner and a question mark.
Oh, that is sick.
Ma'am, I am trying to add humor to what was a tragic situation. I don't understand.
If it's not your child, then I guess you can find it humorous, because if it was my child, I certainly wouldn't think it was very funny.
Well, the boy is all right, though, ma'am.
The boy is still in a little bit of a coma. And
he's waking up.
There's a lot of a coma and a little bit of
a
coma.
This boy may end up needing a phony arm, and we can help pay for that.
It's called a prosthetic.
The plastic arm.
Yes.
A prosthetic. And what we can do is help pay for that, ma'am. But everybody who doubts us, Deanna, you work against us.
And I think you're working.
I would absolutely come heartedly against anybody who is taking advantage of the concern and the grief that people may be feeling for this child.
The other thing, Deanna, that I wanted to mention is I think that you are hurting yourself, Bob. When you put a picture of little Jesse Arbogast, this boy who was attacked, with the phrase "appetizer," anyone underneath it. To me, that is.
What would they sue? It's a little bit of a joke, ma'am. You and Phil are coming off, and I know this can't be the case. As people that hate kids, we don't hate kids. We want to help
children every day.
Well, that's what you say. But
you do. How much money do you make a year, sir?
My income's got nothing to do with it. It's how much money we raise for these charities.
Sure it does.
And
how much of a consulting fee is this nonprofit creating?
80% of the money we take in will go to the charities.
Wait a minute. A minute ago, after the expenses, it was 100%.
20% is to expenses.
Well,
it's all right,
also the Better Business Bureau will tell you, and they...
I really resent the Better Business Bureau. I raise money for the kids that have been eaten or whatever the problem is. I hope you're not laughing at me.
I am. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Is that right?
I think it's sad.
You know
and I
something?
Think that you need to be raising money.
All right.
For
well, the next kid that gets eaten.
Nonprofit.
All right. The next time some kid's attacked in your neighborhood, and half of him's eaten.
And I will pray that you don't put that child's picture on the cover of a book.
All right,
Deanna.
Thank you. We got some problems with some of what Bob McGraw is with us. He's come out with a book called Shark. A pictorial history of shark attack. He says all of the money that the sale of this book will go to children's charities that help kids recover from mule kicks and pit bull bites. I am not familiar with any, and the other thing is he didn't have any names of the charities. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. My question is this. Can he legally put Jesse Arbogast's picture on the cover of this book without the kid's parents' permission? And the captions underneath, I think, are a little... It says here, item number 3, lunch. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I just want to remind everybody, Phil, to make sure they make out their checks, and let's get this money in, and let's get these books moved, because these kids that have been mauled by sharks, that have been attacked in zoos, and I don't know if you know anything, Phil, about the personal tour aspect of a lot of zoos, but we've got kids being attacked by wild animals that I can't even pronounce the name. In America, we've got mountain lions and that sort of thing, but when you go to a zoo, your kid could get attacked by, you know, a wild boar, a hyena. We know of three kids that were attacked by a pack of hyenas.
Where, at a zoo?
At a zoo.
Well, then they shouldn't be given those tours, okay? But this book that you are selling called Shark, which has graphic color pictures of shark attacks, this is going to benefit children who have been attacked by animals.
That's correct. There's another animal called a babalusa, which is like a pig or something. And
all right, well, what are the names of the charities again? Because I couldn't...
We've got one, Home for Kids Missing Limbs, and the that's the one where the kids don't have the limbs. And Home for the Kids, there's an orangutan attack is an epidemic, and we are certainly trying to do our best there.
Who do we call over there?
You can talk to Andrea Garcia, John Cobelt, or Ken Shampo. They answer the phones for me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Bill on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Bill.
Yes, sir.
Phil, and this is Bill in Atlanta. This guy's story is so full of holes, I'm surprised you even spend the time to get his phone number on the...
Now, wait a second. He's allowed to interview me. I'm doing something that very few people are doing, sir, and that's raising money for these injured children.
This orangutan attacks all day long. That's a bunch of croc and mules kicking. You know, people get kicked by horses, but there's no charity out there carrying them to the hospital, taking care of them. And
my understanding was that we had in the state of Florida, where there is some wild habitation, that orangutan attack was on the rise.
And that's a bunch of crap.
What is, sir?
Your story is so full of holes, it's pitiful. And if
sir,
get that phone number on it. There's a bunch of idiots out there.
No, wait a second. You're from the... Well, sir, you know
that... gone to South America or wherever.
Wait, let me jump in here, Bill. Bob, there is a question, because you can't come up with the names of charities.
All right, I will come up with those names, but I take it as a personal affront. This guy says that Mule Kick is not taking the lives of children. In the rural parts of this country, where young people have to do chores...
How many mules are in this country now? You're talking about horses. You can't even get that straight. People get kicked by horses all day long. But
are they horses?
Charities.
They might have horses. All right, I made a mistake. Horses.
Well, you have to get it right.
Phil, he needs to come back Monday with the charities.
I want, yes, absolutely.
People's names, so you
absolutely
verify all this stuff.
Absolutely. I want the names of these.
You're wasting time on air for...
No, well, hold on for a minute, because my veracity has been questioned here, and my good business sense.
Well, you might believe what you're saying, but, Phil,
no, sir,
I think you better go see a doctor.
Here's what I would like, Bob. I'd like you to bring back the names of charities.
You've got kids working, Phil. Can I just finish a point? Kids working, and cows are falling on them.
This kid's bit is a Democrat's mantra.
Kids
want to of these ignorant people.
Hold on. What do you mean cows are falling on them?
Check, and you run off to South America or New York City or California, wherever. But quit.
Hey, let me tell you something. If Democrats love children and will raise money for them, I'm a Republican, but I'll take Democrats' money too, Bill. There's one little girl in Indiana who was brutally scratched 90% of her body by a house cat. Can you believe
that's a bunch of crock too?
Oh, come on! You don't believe orangutan? You don't believe mule? You're calling me a liar.
You gotta go to the South Pacific.
Bill, hold on. Yeah, go to the South Pacific. What? 1-800-449-8686. Back with Bob McGraw and his shark book in a minute. Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
We're with Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries. They have come out with a book called Shark, the Money from the Sale of This Book, supposedly.
That's what I resent, Phil. When you say...
Well, Bob, we've had a lot of people on asking you about the names of charities. Let me just finish what I'm going to say. The money is supposedly is going to charities that you are supporting. The book is called Shark. You got the picture of Jesse Arbogast on the cover. I don't know still whether you got the parents' permission. And you got a caption underneath it that says, Dinner is served. And I find that to be...
Again, Phil, it was a joke about this little boy is going to be all right. Can't we laugh about our fears?
Well, I don't know how I laugh at some of the most graphic shark attack photographs of people who've been attacked and very badly injured that I've ever seen in my life. But I do need the name.
We got the name of the shark. I just got a call from Bill Handel in our office, and Bill gave me this Traumatized Children Fund for the Wildlife Association.
All right, so they can make their checks out to Traumatized Children Fund for the Wildlife Association.
Yes. Okay? Are you happy? Because you people questioning me...
That's all we wanted to know was just the names of one of these groups. Okay, I got to take a phone call here, all right? Let's go to Kim. Kim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. I know that you're trying to get back to work, Kim. Go ahead.
Okay, for those who don't know, here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, there have been funds set up at banks for those who really and truly want to help little Jesse Arbogast.
I want to help Jesse Arbogast.
And his parents have not granted interviews to anyone. So therefore, sir, you are illegally using their child's picture.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second.
In the next 30 minutes, your name and your little industry will be at WLOX Television, which is our local TV station.
Well, ma'am, I think you're threatening me.
And the Sun Herald.
Jesse Arbogast, I put a caption under his picture that said dinner is served, and somebody's going to, what are you going to muscle me?
Your dinner is going to be served.
What, you're trying to muscle me now? What do you mean?
I'm a girl. I can't do that.
WLOX.
No, I'm just going to bring it to their attention.
They still got Chuckle the Clown doing the morning show? I beg your pardon, ma'am?
I'm just going to bring it to their attention how disgustingly gross you are.
Ma'am, look, no TV station that still has Bozo the Clown doing the morning show is going to threaten me.
Oh, it's not a threat, Loveheart.
We would appreciate... Huh?
It's not a threat. There are many charities out there who help children without exploiting them by putting their picture on the front of a book.
I would like to know how I'm exploiting children by sending my 60% of these profits.
60? It was 80 a little while
no,
ago.
Ma'am.
Can't
no,
you
ma'am.
Do your math?
No, ma'am. It was 60%.
You said 80.
Like a dog.
You said 80.
Well, you know, aren't you? You're very colloquial. Lie like a dog. Phil, look at page 42. There's a picture of a small Mexican infant in the mouth of a wild boar, and the caption reads jalapeno pepper. And we're having some fun, and this lady, she's got no sense of humor.
Well, look at Kim. I appreciate what you're saying, but you say that WLOX is a TV station.
Yeah, WLOX is here in Biloxi. It serves the Ocean Springs area as well.
They still got a guy doing their weather in front of a chalkboard.
All right. Thank
and
you.
As well as the Sun Herald, who serves the Ocean Springs area.
Well, there's a Pulitzer Prize winner.
That's our newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah, newspaper.
And
they got the Lost Dog Report
here,
just
and I
underneath
do have
that.
Friends there, and by morning, they will know all this information.
Bob, what's happening here is you're getting...
Bob McGraw and your industry and whoever traumatized children are...
Yes, it's called the Traumatized...
And it'll be made to the local
newspaper.
People to be known
it's
about
It's more
it.
Like a leaflet, not a newspaper.
Well, you don't know anything about it.
Look at...
Where is this genius from?
Where am I from? I come from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, that's true. The world's tilted to the left, and everything loose rolls that way. Why don't you go back?
Yeah, and everything that has to get pushed through a colon goes down south. So
okay.
So
we're not taking advantage
of Jesse.
Every time somebody wants to take a dump, it heads out. What's that?
His parents have not granted anyone an interview.
All right, let me ask this question, Kim. Because I don't know the law. I know copyright law. I think I know copyright law. You can't use someone's picture without their permission.
No, wait a second. That boy is in the news. He is a news. That's news. I can use his picture.
You're using his picture to make money for profit, 20% of it, or 40%, whichever you decide
the
it's
book
going to
is,
be.
Yeah, well,
it's for
well,
profit.
Doesn't a newspaper make profit? Yeah. And the other thing, a little funny caption that said,
that's
look at
news. Sir.
Arm spit back.
Yeah, I saw that. Jesse Arbogast's picture with spits the arm back. What's that supposed to mean?
It's the shark with
there was no crude captions under his picture.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449.
Did you hear that freight train? I think she was waiting to catch a boxcar.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Bill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Bill?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Bill in San Antonio.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm a geologist, but my other bag is psychology. And I got
that,
a real.
What's that got to do with Jesse Arbogast and trying to get him an arm?
Stop a minute.
All right.
Quit trying to impose your ideas over everybody else's ideas.
We're trying to get this kid an arm.
Hey, stop. You hear me?
Now, look, Phil, you can't talk to me that way. I raise.
Damn right I can. Now, listen to me a minute. You're in it for the monetary gain. And this is a kid. This is a kid that was.
This is a kid.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm just helping you along. This is a.
You're not helping me along one damn bit.
Don't be a smartass. Bob, I'm talking to Bob here, Bill. Don't be a smartass.
I'm trying to help the guy get that.
Just listen to the man.
Hey, don't tell me that I'm not being a smartass. This is a kid that was bit by a shark. He damn near died. We've retrieved him.
Who?
The medical people in Florida. Now, Bob?
That's me.
Okay, let me listen to me very carefully. If you want to capitalize on his tragedy, let's call it that. Will we agree to that?
Yes, we'll call it. Yes,
we'll call it tragedy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, how do you know you wouldn't get your rocks off reading this book?
Hey, sweetheart, let me tell you something
might look at
real
this
quick.
And get your rocks off.
Let me tell you something real quick.
Yep.
I ran a university counseling center and this sort of thing, and I dealt with kids in the Gulf Coast that had shark bites and this sort of thing.
All right.
And let me tell you something real quick, and I'll let me set your butt straight.
Oh, man.
You do not capitalize on what their tragedies were.
That's got it. That's four beers at lunch. Well,
you,
sir, I don't. I'm not trying to capitalize on tragedy.
You damn sure
I did was put a picture of a kid that got bit by a shark, and I put a line under there.
You weren't authorized to do that.
Well, look,
and I run a 501c.
See what you did, Bob. You put a picture of Jesse Arbogast and a shark, and it was what's patou mean?
The shark spit out the arm.
Patou.
Yeah.
No, the shark didn't spit out the arm. The damn.
My understanding is the shark went. It spit the arm out. It didn't want it.
The shark did not spit it out. They had to pry the shark's arm away to get the arm out.
Oh, right. Sure.
All right.
Sure,
now,
yeah. Get
now,
out of
let's
here.
Let's
he spit it out.
Let's get.
You don't know he spit it out?
Let's get the facts straight, son.
Okay.
Let's look at responsible reporting and this sort of thing. And you have violated everything in responsible reporting.
Okay, Bill, look, can you put it in book form and mail it to me? Because
why are you saying that?
Because this guy is taking forever.
No,
look, you want the book?
I
want to mail you a free copy just to get you off my back. I'm mailing you a free copy of the book.
Stop a minute.
I'm going to mail you a copy of the book, and you may get your rocks off.
That is unnecessary.
Well,
stop a minute. You never saw all the reporting in all the newspapers all along the Gulf Coast and through Florida before you did all this stuff. And you don't understand what exactly happened. Now,
well, you're right. I don't have all the information. You're right.
Yeah, I do have all the information.
No, I... Look, it's some old geezer named Bill in San Antonio gets his rocks off on amputees, and you got a problem with me.
Hey, sweetheart, let me tell you something real quick. You're a sensationalist, and you're trying to make a bunch of money on a kid that had part of his arm or leg cut off by the shark.
It was the arm and the leg.
Would you listen to me a minute?
Well, you don't even know. I know. I saw
would
the
you
pictures.
Listen to me a minute? Because
we
got
to get a plastic arm and a plastic leg. What are you doing for him?
I was
pricing legs
hey,
this weekend.
Stop a minute. I think you're a fraud.
Now that hurts.
Well, I'm beginning to think you're a goddamn fraud.
Would you listen to me a minute?
And it was bitten off, not cut off. Jesus.
Sharks don't have machetes. And they pried
right.
it damn.
And they, yes.
And they pried it out of the shark's
yeah.
mouth. Now, listen.
Phil, don't you need to kind of go to another call or something?
Don't tell me how to run my show. Look, Bill, I do have to kind of move on, but I think you've made some very good points. And I thank you very much, okay? We do have to go.
Way to get rid of him.
I wasn't getting rid of him for you. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Christina on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Phil,
yes.
I just have one thing to say. I listen to you every day.
Uh-huh.
You make me think.
Uh-huh.
But what kind of upsets me by this guy is the fact that he's a businessman, correct?
I'm a businessman. I've been involved in business and charitable donations for a long time.
Now, Bob, did you go to college?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so were you a business major in college?
No, I was an anthropology major.
Anthropology. Well, if you had gone to business school and gotten a degree in business,
right,
you would learn the difference between a public and a private person. And you would know that this child is a private person. Therefore,
He's in the news.
It does not
that
matter.
Makes it public.
Because it does not matter.
If you go out on a street.
He did not.
No, Christina,
excuse me. Hey, wait a second.
I know the law.
Bob,
if you go out
Bob.
On the street corner and drop your pants and I take a picture of that and I get
Bob.
It in the newspaper,
Bob.
I can use you in my book.
Bob.
Well, that's likely to happen, isn't
can
it?
I, well, you know what?
Hopefully.
Yeah, go ahead.
Excuse me. Can I talk?
Go ahead. Everybody wants to talk over me. And yet I'm trying to raise money for this kid with a plastic leg
you know
or whatever
what?
He's got.
Bob,
I forgot what happened to him. I will mail the kid was it a shark?
A check.
Was it a bat?
I do not have a problem with that.
Then
you know
mail
what?
Him a check, will you? Get off my back.
Hey,
I'm trying to raise money for the kid.
You're not listening to me. Are you just
I'm listening
talk?
To you. Are you
okay.
going to get it out today? Or will
true,
it be a couple of weekends?
I can't talk over you.
Okay,
true
look,
businessman,
just,
a true businessman
spit it out.
Can defend what he's doing. He doesn't
I am
need
defending
to attack,
it.
Well, what's
attack
the...
every caller who calls.
The bitch kid's
Phil,
fund needs your
Phil,
money. You aren't very nice if you don't
Phil,
want to
I
help.
Want to talk to you.
Oh,
Phil,
great.
What bothers
no,
me
I'm gonna
about
get it.
This, Phil?
I'm here.
Any publicity that you give this man is publicity. You are selling his book, even though it's negative.
Well, you're absolutely
people
right.
Are
by the
calling
way, our number
in,
is 213-251-3189.
That guy,
that's
he just
really
told
sick.
That guy
you know,
that, hey, you're going to get your rocks off by looking at my book.
I heard that. I couldn't,
out there
I couldn't believe that.
To do that.
That guy in San Antonio,
so
I guarantee.
Him sell his
nah,
book.
That guy in San Antonio, I guarantee, will get his rocks off. That
you know
guy
what?
Was sick.
I am in San Antonio.
Well, all of you
I
people get. Well, then you're all sick. Everybody knows San Antonio is the amputee capital of the world. They've got more per capita freaks down there.
I've been in San Francisco. I've been there with you.
Ma'am,
I've been where you've
look
been.
Look, San Antonio is a nub freak town.
A nub freak town.
Nub,
well,
N-U-B.
You know what?
This
you
court.
Oh, man, you are bad-mouthing
like
an entire.
Man to me.
You know, you're bad-mouthing an entire city.
Man.
This poor
I'm
kid
sorry.
Lost his lower torso in a fiery car crash. I just want to help him. And a
yeah,
Jesse Arbogast.
By showing that?
He
is
didn't.
That supposed to, is that supposed to protect children by scaring the poop out of them?
Are you a nub freak, too?
How is that going to protect
I don't. Yeah,
anybody?
Exactly. And he didn't lose his lower torso by a car. He had his arm bit off in a shark.
What well, the orangutan?
That is the most. That child
shark
will
attack.
Never recover from this.
The
will
shark
never,
won't recover. The shark will never recover.
From this.
Who, the shark or the kid?
The kid!
The kid
well, you
will
people
never
been...
recover, no matter, you say he's okay.
Just
well,
to
we
look
all
at...
know that he is still in a
life don't blame
coma.
Me because you freaks in Texas like to
but
rub
emotionally...
up against nubs.
All right, I gotta go. And what really disturbs me...
Get that number out, Phil.
Yeah, go ahead.
213-251...
No, wait a second. No, you may not get the number out.
And it wasn't orangutan.
No, it wasn't an orangutan attack.
Mule kick?
No, it wasn't mule kick. The kid got eaten by a
shark.
Yeah, a shark. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
one 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
And we just want to tell you that this is the Phil Hendry Show, where I do all the voices of the characters. That's right, I do all the voices of the guests. So that any of you who might have been traumatized by that last hour of radio will understand that it was... Certainly there is no book that's using Jesse Arbogast's face on it. But I would love it if some TV station believed that there was and actually called the local radio station... What we need is a lawsuit. You know, one of the great things about being a radio personality is getting sued. Getting sued and having your station back you up. And you got to walk the line, because I'm going to tell you something right now, and this is the truth. Radio stations, TV stations, they dig it when their highly rated talent gets sued, because then that means they can sort of, like, get publicity. If some guy that's got no ratings gets sued, well, then they just fire him. They'll always give the same excuse. Well, he went over the line. But in point of fact, they just can the guy because he's got no numbers. Now, if the guy had numbers and he gets sued, well, then it's, we back him up 100% because we feel, well, this is freedom of the speech. So in this business, in the world of commercial broadcasting, freedom of speech simply means you have the freedom to say what you want as long as you're pulling an audience, and then we'll back you up with our attorneys and our multi-million dollar lawsuits of our own. But if you're not pulling any kind of advertising base, no money, no ratings, no listeners, if you get sued, you're on your own, you're out on your ass, we'll indemnify you, but you're out of this business for the rest of your life. I'm betting that I'm the kind of guy the company would back up, but I don't know. But don't make any mistake about it. When a guy in radio gets sued, it's calculated. Except when it happened to me. I never wanted it to happen. I was scared when I got sued for libel. I was like, what did I do? I'm doing a radio show. I thought that I could make fun of people. You mean I'm not allowed to? And I got sued. I got sued for a lot of money. And I was sitting there thinking that I got to come up with this kind of jack. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. So it's a very disquieting feeling. Because in like Iraq, if you say something that's against the government or you say something that's wrong, well, you get your fingernails pulled out or they stick you on one of those blowtorch toilets or whatever it is that they got going over there, okay? In America, since you are allowed to say what you want to say, people still get pissed off, they sue you. But there still is the same constraint on speech. Here, you say something, you get sued. Over there, you get a blowtorch toilet. But the effect is the same. You get burned. But it's not a very pleasant feeling. And although, what happened to John and Ken? Have they been sued yet? I know they got some of that publicity. They went up and they called some chick a whore, and that's some cutting-edge comedy there, John. But anyway, I'm joking. Don't get freaked out and all depressed just because you're not funny. No, come on. Have they been sued yet? Come on, sue them. Give them a little ink. Sue John and Ken. Sue John and Ken. I'm of course I'm kidding, but if you get sued now, then I guess I'm part of it. But it is something that's brutal, and you don't want that to have happen. So let's just tell you that the Phil Hendry Show is a radio program that is satirical in nature. It is a theatrical presentation, and many of the characters you hear in this program are portrayed. In fact, all of the characters that you hear portrayed in this program are all portrayed by me. We do not hire actors. We don't pay people to call the show. And those are two things that particularly befuddle the so-called radio knowledgeable pundits out there. No, we don't pay any callers, and we don't hire any actors. The show is self-contained. All I do is three bennies and just a quick pop of whiskey before every show, and I'm set to go. I get nice. I'm up in the wind. All right, 1-800-449, just a rack of Mexican bennies and just a little pop of Johnny Walker Black, and I'm nice. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.